Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Oh, friend out there in Radio Land, the divine pleading of the Holy Spirit. It is not that the end times are coming. The end times are here, friend.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Well, Sister Sharon, here it is. The election's all over with and things are happening. What do you think about some of the things that are happening?
All I can say is, come soon, Lord Jesus.
What do you think about that map that you gave me with all that red on it, about 95% red, and there was just a teeny tiny bit of blue? Do you think there was an election?
No, I think it's all planned. I don't think our votes really counted, the electorate. It's just something that the government uses to get in who they want. What more can I say? I don't believe our votes really count.
Well, my friends, I'm sure a lot of you out there are feeling exactly the same way. You know what? Jesus is still on the throne. Right, Sister Sharon?
You betcha, and I'm glad of that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon.
Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Version, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Watchman comment, America, where did America go? My dear friends, the inmates are now running the asylum, and Washington and the media have saturated their lawless mindset upon the American people who are all too willing to receive it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. That is the reality of our day, my friends. Receive it or not, it's up to you. We are not ostriches with our heads stuck in the sand that we can't see the truth. For those of us who know the Lord, may Almighty God's word be our sanity and give us the light we need in these darkened days. May you choose, my friends, to be kept, rooted, and grounded in Almighty God's precious word as Almighty God's ambassadors, ever showing forth the life of Christ. As we, as a nation and world, head straight into the day of the Lord, even so come Lord Jesus. It is our sanity cry in this hour of trial and temptation and tribulation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching? And more importantly, are you ready? Do you have enough oil? Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's stand on the promises of God tonight on this True Truth program as we get right and get ready, proclaiming, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, O ye coasts of sin, did you not think that I would not come against the sin of your lives? Do you think my eyes cannot see and my ears cannot hear? Did you think that it would cause no damage to you? Well, I say unto you, says the Lord, are you going to pay attention to my warning, says the Father God?
Peace, peace, you say. But I say unto you, suddenly destruction will come upon you. For you have rejected your God who has come to you, says God. I, the Lord God, have made things all set for my glory and my pleasure. Cry out, I say. Cry out, I say, for I am here for you, says the Lord.
Now for a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My. On this program, as always, you get the true truth from God's Word, not from the doctrines of mere men. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of the Lord was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. Watchman comment, my, is not our God an awesome God? Yahweh can take those sent to harm us by our enemies and turn them into his prophets. Hallelujah. So, if the Lord can cause an enemy to prophesy, can he not do the same for those of you whom he chooses to use in that like manner? Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. And God has sent some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Apostles are first because of their anointed calling, as first applied to the original 12 apostles of Christ that were sent forth ones with divine orders, Greek apostolos. These are those that are among the special called out ones upon whom the Spirit of God falls, and they receive marching orders for themselves and for the body of Christ as a whole. But, my dear listening friends, will you have an ear to hear those called out ones, like Brother Johnson, who also holds a spiritual office, Greek episkoson, office of the overseer? Called and ordained by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, as his watchman. God has said Brother Johnson is a sign, not the sign, but a sign to this last day's generation. There are many natural signs which I report about, but I am a spiritual sign. Webster's dictionary definition of the word sign, which isn't spiritual, of course, is, quote, something that indicates a fact, quality, etc. I could say on this program, that's a fact. But God has instead led me to say that's a true truth, because his facts are true while the world's facts can deceive. Amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, my friends. As I expose the faults, are you ready tonight to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? I'm getting you ready for the trouble some days ahead. Mark chapter 13, verses 23 through 27, which reads, paraphrased, "But in the days after that tribulation, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And please know that until then the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen." The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here.
It is not that the end times are coming. The end times are here, friend.
So get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth Ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount, just like any true church, if it is to stay on the air. Much of my support has in the past come from the East Coast, and to those supporters, please know that I am praying for you. Some on the East Coast may not be able to send support right now. So if you can send support and you're listening, will you pray and ask God what to send and respond with whatever the Lord tells you? Amen and amen. Alex, Virginia, and Philip in Ohio have in the Spirit of the Lord sent WOW, Walk on Water love gifts. I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without those love offerings, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the true truth. Amen and amen. And I have already in my possession the November radio bills to pay for right now. Father, please bless Philip and Alex and meet their every need. Bless them with healing and good jobs, Lord God. And also bless all the others who make each of your programs possible, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, and you also know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord God, I pray. Amen and amen. And Lord, please continue to bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth and expose the false. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming, Watchman's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Did Obama really get elected? Is Obama a brilliant candidate for the seat of the Antichrist? Barack Hussein Obama is the frontrunner to the post as the last and final Antichrist. The presidency of the USA is a perfect starting point for the last and final man of lawlessness. What makes Obama the best candidate? Here are a list of 7 relevant facts. 1. He has won the Nobel Peace Prize. 2. He has won 2 U.S. elections. 3. He is a semi-Muslim who claims to be a Christian. 4. 93% of the Norwegians would have voted for him. 5. Half of the USA does not want him. 6. 70% of the Jews in America voted for him. 7. He is able to unite all Muslims for the sake of peace. The only problem with Barack Hussein Obama being the last and final Antichrist is the lack of miracles and wonders taking place around him. But this satanic anointing might come soon. Watchman comment. There is another that's lacking. The Antichrist must be wounded in the head, appear to die, and then be raised from the dead, mimicking Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. But let me also say this. I saw a map, as we discussed at the beginning of this program, of the election, and 95% of the states were red. That's right, red. Not only that, but they called Obama the winner. Long before they could have known the true results at around midnight Eastern time on election night. And guess what? Alaska was still voting. Oh boy, what a shoo-in. Election? What election? Continuing. TSA plans to track all daily travels to social events, grocery stores, or work. As the lame duck session of the 112th Congress begins, millions of Americans are looking to the elected members of the 113th Congress to fix a host of problems ailing America. The economy and job creation aside, one of the most pressing issues is reining in out-of-control federal bureaucracies. The Environmental Protection Agency comes to mind, and so does the Department of Agriculture's promotion of GM foods. But additionally concerning is the rapid expansion of the size, scope, and reach of the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, which continues to usurp authority and trample constitutional rights of more and more Americans, especially those who aren't flying. The TSA has grown into a regulatory bureaucratic behemoth that now claims jurisdiction over other modes of travel other than air travel, including bus and train stations. My, oh my, did I not tell you? Continuing. Did Obama really get elected? Time for governing, Obama re-election puts forward to the test. With Obama winning a second term and Republicans holding their majority in the U.S. House while the Democrats keep control of the Senate. Watchman comment, I turned that around last Wednesday night and I did not notice until I heard my mistake when the program aired. I said the Republicans held the Senate, but they do not. They hold the majority in the House. The looming question, though, is whether the freedom from having to face the voters again will cause Obama to come out of the closet on a number of issues. Continuing. Virus breaks out at New York City school being used as storm shelter. A Brooklyn high school being used as a shelter for Sandy victims had to be shut down and sanitized after about a dozen storm refugees came down with a stomach virus. Thousands of city residents from low-lying areas stayed in shelters as Sandy smashed the tri-state area. Continuing. Obama the lawless and the day of the Lord. Just in the last 4 years, we have seen the Obama regime reject and lawlessly override constitutional and moral laws. USA President Obama sees himself above the law and outside of its healthy restrictions. This addiction for power and control from this peewee potentate is plain for all to see. It's the name of his subtle and deceiving concerns and personal causes. He is rapidly transforming our republic into a tyrannical, lawless democracy state. Just as our founding fathers sternly warned us of what could be when morality and sound biblical absolutes and principles were outright rejected by our leaders and many Americans, so it has become here in America today. My. Watchman comment. 666, the end of days, are now here. It is my opinion that Obama and his leftist, democratic, communist, socialist cohorts will succeed in their efforts. Why? Because the Bible says that the Antichrist will succeed, at least up to the Battle of Armageddon, that is. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Did Obama really get elected? One more time. Michelle Obama plans to take over your city through something called Let's Move. Michelle Obama is encouraging local governments across America to become Let's Move cities and towns because the local leaders are uniquely positioned to champion healthy communities. The initiative allows elected officials to sign up their locality as a Let's Move city, a Let's Move town, or a Let's Move country, and thus commit to various healthy eating goals. Hundreds of local officials have signed up to become a Let's Move city or town, including the nation's capital mayor, Vincent Gray. Other cities include Newark, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, San Antonio, Texas, Sacramento, California, and Los Angeles, California. Watchman comment, they dictatorially want to tell America and Americans now what you can or cannot eat. My. Continuing. Get ready for 4 more years of big bloated government. Hurricane Sandy didn't help, and the New York Times even declared a big storm requires big government. My. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, said the storm makes it imperative that America do something about climate change. Bloomberg said this even though hurricanes have not increased and little evidence exists that man has much effect on the climate. With Obama's reelection, we now will spend billions more on green strategies, but the earth won't even notice. Watchman comment, because Almighty Yahweh is in control, and the earth as well as the heavens respond to him, not man or man's false sciences. Continuing, Puerto Rico vote first step in making island 51st U.S. state. Puerto Rico Ricans faced a fundamental question on election day. Should they change their ties with the United States? Citizens in the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico cannot vote in the U.S. presidential election, but many were excited to participate in a referendum on whether to push the territory towards statehood, greater autonomy, and independence. Car horns blared and party flags waved after polling stations closed, following what election officials said was a high voter turnout there in Puerto Rico. Continuing. Sandy sends gas prices flying in northeastern U.S. The ravenous superstorm Sandy has left sweeping gas shortages across the northeastern United States in its wake, prompting opportunistic price gouging. New York and New Jersey attorney generals have warned sellers against the excessive price gouging and have vowed to investigate. There are always people who show up when there's a crisis to take advantage of victims of a disaster. Continuing. Did Obama really get elected? I'm saying it again. Obama tells supporters, task of perfecting our union moves forward. USA President Barack Obama delivered a rousing victory speech to a rowdy crowd of supporters following his re-election, saying his triumph in the presidential election means that the task of perfecting our union moves forward. We may have battered fiercely, Obama said, but it's only because we love this country deeply and we so deeply care about its future, said Obama. Watchman comment. Excuse me? That love of America is just a little backwards, is it not? Just like Obama's slogan, forward, is actually backwards. A backwards attempt to bring America down to a third world country status. That love of America belongs to Americans who disagree with Obama. And that's the true truth. I don't care what some of you liberals say. Continuing. Obama's New World Order buddies chime in. Putin congratulates Obama. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sent Barack Obama a telegram congratulating his U.S. counterpart on victory in the presidential elections. Palestinians also tell Obama, well done, now support our statehood bid. The Chinese also react favorably to Obama's win. Russians welcome Obama re-election. USA President Barack Obama's re-election was broadly welcomed by Russia's ruling elite. My. All of Obama's communist buddies have chimed in. Continuing. Did money buy this election? In the 2012 election, one candidate took advantage of the loosening of campaign finances to rack up over $1 billion in donations, spending nearly three times as much as his opponent on mostly negative ads and breaking records for total amount of money spent. Who was it, you might ask? Well, don't you know? His name was Barack Obama. Continuing. UN celebrates Obama re-election by pushing global gun control. Less than 24 hours after winning re-election, USA President Barack Obama's administration joined with China, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, and more than 150 other governments in supporting renewed debate on the proposed United Nations Arms Trade Treaty, confirming the worst fears of the American gun rights community. The vote came at the UN General Assembly's meeting of the First Committee on Disarmament at the World Organization's headquarters in New York City. Watchman comment, again, do I have to say I told you so before the election, that this would happen after? Do you believe my warnings now? My, oh my, I pray you do. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. So, if you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air, your love gift, no matter how small, helps keep Signs on the air. It then makes it possible for you to hear that program, and you are a blessing to others so they can hear this program. The radio bills are in for November and are now waiting to be paid. Please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, please respond by writing sign spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2 Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, just abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. As always, you can leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous. It'll get to me, just pray over it, if you want to. But I promise I will not bug you for more offerings if you include your address. Just please know I only ask for support on the air because that's the way God has told me to do it. I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the science programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you, my dear friends. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Overcoming Evil. Romans chapter 12, verses 17, 18, and 21. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Do not be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. My dear listening friends, one very wise pastor tells a story of a man's wife who came into his office full of hatred toward her husband. She exclaimed, "I not only want to get rid of him, I want to get even. Before I divorce him, I want to hurt him as much as he has hurt me." The very wise minister suggested an ingenious plan. "Why don't you go home and act as if you really love your husband? Tell him how much he means to you. Praise him for every decent thing he does. Go out of your way to be as kind, considerate, and generous as possible. Spare no efforts to please him. Make him believe you love him. Then, after you've convinced him of your undying love and that you cannot live without him, drop the bomb. Tell him you want a divorce. That will really hurt him." With revenge in her eyes, she smiled and she exclaimed, "Beautiful, beautiful boy, will he ever be devastated." And she went out to do it with enthusiasm. For 2 months, she showed love and kindness. She listened, she served, and reinforced him. When she didn't return to the pastor's office, the minister called her, saying, "So are you ready now to go through with the divorce?" "Divorce?" she exclaimed. "Never. I discovered that I really do love him." This woman's actions changed her feelings. And your actions, my dear friends, can change your feelings. Whether it's a tough relationship like that woman had or a long-term fear, or a task that seems too big for you to accomplish. Sometimes you need to act in faith in order to see it conquered for the kingdom of God. So, my dear listening friends, whatever it may be, give it to the Lord today and ask Him to motivate you to go forth with strength and passion for His sake. You can do it. Amen. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You may find out you love more than you think. Maranatha, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached all their call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
You need to turn to Jesus Christ right now. Amen. With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You have heard the word. Your faith can only go in one direction, and that is unto the truth. Do not allow your faith to go unto the false way, the corrupted way, the way that is already damned, the wide path that leads to destruction. But come unto Jesus, who is the narrow way, who is that narrow gate, hallelujah, that you might enter in unto the road that goes unto the kingdom of life and of God. The narrow road that is the highway of holiness that Jesus has already prepared and made for you. To walk that road according to His word, because that road is the road of escape. It is the road that will escape the wrath of God.
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time on Saturday 4840. Here is that address to write again a little faster, but you can check what you wrote before. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLE NY 13797. I'll be looking forward to receiving your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week.
Yeah, Bob, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm getting you on the 5070 shortwave. I got a lot of drift, but at least I got the number. I'll contact you later.
Please do, my brother. I have a feeling that you have something that I need to hear. You got cut off there on the phone call. But as far as the problem with the shortwave right now on 5070, we're having a lot of problems with these storms, so I pray that it will clear up. Maranatha, God bless.
My, my, my. Hee-haw, hee. I'm hearing you on 5070. It's not coming in as good, good, good like it should. It should come in better, better, better like the weather, weather, weather. Good day.
Thank you for that very unusual report. But please do, when you call, give me your state. I don't know where you were having trouble, so it's very important for me to know that. As far as the weather goes, well, all the storms coming up and hitting the East Coast, it should clear up once these storms clear up. Maranatha, do you have a pen and paper ready? I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down or even to dial it as I say it. Please do not forget to tell me your state. I need to know how far this program reached out tonight. Don't forget to tell me the state, please. Are you ready? Here comes that number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. I sincerely appreciate all those who send their love gifts that keeps this program on the air, and you will be blessed. Praise God. Amen and amen. Signs listeners are the best. They get the true truth out to the world here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.